is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming that we've got for you there, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So pretty much anybody who is listening, or who is online, rather, can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And everything that you'll find at freetalklive.com, it's all in the house. Costs you zero. And in return for giving you everything for free, we simply ask that you vote for us once a month. We can't force you to vote for us, but we just ask that you go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. It's so simple. It takes you less than a minute. In fact, hundreds of you already have so far this month. And as a result, we're the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. You can go to PodcastAlley.com right now. Take a look at the top 10 chart. There we are, right there, number one. Thanks to you.
Sweet.
Thanks to you going and voting and you telling your friends about the show, because that's important, too. I mean, it's nice to want to keep good things to yourself, but Free Talk Live is something that you can share without any cost to you. In fact, if you share Free Talk Live with your friends, it actually will benefit you in the long run. Seriously. I mean, because if you share Free Talk Live with as many people as possible, and we get more people listening, that's more people who are hearing the message of liberty and freedom six nights a week. How could that be a bad thing?
Doesn't sound bad to me.
More people with the ideas of liberty in their heads, taking those around to their friends and their family members. We could have I'm not suggesting that we would be the start of this, but we could certainly be part of a new American Revolution, man.
Well, I'll tell you, we could, tomorrow, the podcast awards are announced, and
is that right?
We'll find out if we're number one on that, and then we can be a part of that. You know, the head of that American Revolution.
Yes.
That way,
then we'll have something else to brag about.
Yep.
But really, what we're bragging about is our great listeners for helping us out. Because if it weren't for you, none of this would be happening.
No.
So thank you again. Go to vote.freetalklive.com if you have not yet this month. We should do the update on the lemonade stand. Actually, we're going to do that, but we actually have Jamie Tocheseau on the line. Let's go to Jamie Tocheseau first in Kentucky, because this is the show about your calls, whether they be political or personal, we go to them. It's Jamie. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Jamie? Jamie Tocheseau going once?
Yeah.
There he is. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about Alex Jones for a minute.
Oh, boy. He's your hero.
Yes, he is. He knows. He's the information guy.
Okay.
Okay. He brings up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I agree with him.
Okay. Well, look, you got to understand something, Jamie told you so. There's a lot of people listening to Free Talk Live that don't know who this person is. So,
let me explain.
Oh, yeah. You want to explain?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Alex Jones, he's been on the radio talking about this for about 10 or 11 years.
Talking about what?
Talking about the New World Order.
Oh, right, right.
One world government.
Yeah.
And a lot of people's calling it conspiracy, but he's got a lot of
Well, it is a conspiracy.
Well,
I mean, there are certainly people, Jamie. There's no doubt that there are people in government that want more power, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to acquire that power. Whether or not they really get together and worship satanic idols is the conspiracy part, really.
He's got the proof. How can you call it a conspiracy, sir?
Well, a conspiracy means two people get together and conspire. That's all that means. And so people have been labeled under the conspiracy theorist thing because they have a tendency, you know, they go farther than other people with it.
Are you calling your fellow man that's on here, Alex Jones, a conspiracy?
I think that I think that Alex Jones is valuable in many ways. I think he's got some very interesting information. I think some of his stuff is accurate. He pulls a lot of his stuff from major news sources, news items that were kind of shoved under the rug that the big organizations, Fox News and those people, aren't paying attention to. He should be applauded for that. I think that he draws certain conclusions from some of his evidence that there's nothing beyond conjecture to base that on, but I'm not going to flush him completely down the toilet. Absolutely not. I think some of what he does is very valuable.
I got a question. I got a couple questions for
you. Okay.
And I want to say something to all your listeners out there.
You're on the air, sir. Go.
Go to InfoWars.com.
All right, we're not here to do plugs. Because this is not Free Plugs Live. You want to pay? You want to pay for the plug? That's $30, Jamie told you. So you can email, you can PayPal it to us. And then we'll let you come on and plug whatever website you want to. You understand? We're here doing a business.
You just took away my constitutional.
Adios. See you later. 1-800-259-9231. Now I took you off the air completely, Jamie. How about that? Because this is private property. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and bring up whatever you want. You can talk about a personal problem. You can talk about a political issue. When our call screeners answer the phone, they simply ask you your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. We don't ask you 20 questions about what you want to talk about. I just want two or three words. One word. You know, short. Keep it short. Simple. I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about the government. I want to talk about burgers. We're not going to censor you based on your topic. But if you come on the air and you think you can just go off for a 10-minute rant without us asking you questions or calling you onto the carpet for something, you're sorely mistaken.
And I think one of our rules is no shout-outs, no friends. Hey, I want to say hi to Billy and Johnny and Susie and all those people.
That's 17-year-old stuff, and there's plenty of CHR top 40 stations out there for you to call and do that stuff.
Tell them who you're in love with and all that good stuff.
We don't care. That's not an issue.
If you got a problem with somebody that you're in love with.
Relationship problems? We love it. Bring it on.
And we don't allow plugging of books and websites.
Right.
You know, that's commercial stuff.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's mercantile.
This is valuable airtime. If we just let everybody call in and plug whatever it is they wanted to plug, people just be calling all night, plugging stuff.
We have a portion of the show where you can plug whatever you want.
What do you mean?
It's called the commercials.
Right.
You pay money.
You have to pay.
Plug whatever you want.
You have to pay in advance.
Yeah. Just like the Free State Project does. We plug the Free State Project every night.
You know, we're not expensive. I mean, we're not Rush Limbaugh. We're not on 500 radio stations, okay? So it's not exactly a lot of money to advertise on Free Talk Live. You'd be shocked at what little we'll take for advertising on this show. Seriously, like, last week, I think the guys over at VoxMonitor.com, they gave us $30. We did a live read for them.
Yep.
And they just got another mention out of it.
Yeah, they did.
On the house.
Go to VoxMonitor.com.
Yeah.
Because they pay bills.
Exactly. That's how it works. And there's nothing that I despise more than someone coming on this show and starting to go off on how we're censoring you. Well, it's our show. You can call and talk about what you want, but if you come on here and start saying, well, we're censoring you and you've got a First Amendment right. No, you don't. You have a right to say whatever we want to allow you to say. And there are certain things you can't say on these airwaves because there's the FCC out there, and they're big and scary. Now, look, if I could have it my way, I wouldn't have to, you know, we wouldn't have to censor bad words or anything like that on this show. You know, those words don't bother me personally. The reason I don't use them is because, well, first of all, I don't think it's necessary to use them. I think that peppering your vocabulary with curse words it's kind of...
Sounds base.
Yeah, it's base, it's juvenile, it's unnecessary, and it makes you sound kind of dumb as well. Because you can't use verbs and, you know, in the appropriate places. You're not able to think, you're not able to use the right vocabulary, so you replace it with the F word or the S word. So that's one of the reasons why we don't curse. The other reason why is because the radio stations out there are scared to death of the FCC. They don't scare me that much because I don't own a radio station, although I think they've just changed the rules to where content providers can be charged with or can be
they can
fined.
Be. Yeah, I don't know how the FCC would enforce that against somebody, but they might if they went out of business. Now, if they stayed on the air, for instance, they could, you know, obviously.
So that's one of the reasons we stay away, because we don't want our radio station friends, you know, the guys that are out there doing us a favor and putting our show on their airwaves, we don't want them risking their licenses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things that you just can't say on the radio. I hope I've made it clear that this is private property, and while it's pretty unregulated and literally anything goes, you can't expect to come on here, get on the air, and then have Ian Emanuel go walk off and have a slice of pizza together.
Well, you talk about your Ronco Julian fry maker.
Right. Sorry, that's not entertaining.
That's an infomercial.
And what we're here to do is entertain people and get them to come back and listen to us again. More on the way, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is the Thursday night edition of the show, and it's brought to you by
Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, you take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with over 32,000 posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people. I think we're 5 users away from 700 users right now. So you can go and join up. It's totally free and lots of fun. There's serious topics, there's fun stuff, and people interacting with one another. It's good, good, clean, fun. Well, some of the topics are not so clean.
Yeah, I don't know about clean.
Anyway, go check it out at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. I should say that Jamie Togiso was on during the first segment, and we kind of gave him a bit of a scathing rebuke and maybe we treated him a little bit harshly. But he's calling back in. We're not going to let him back on because it's only one call per night. And
that's the rule.
We like you, Jamie told you so, but we can't violate the rule just because we like you. So call back tomorrow night. You know you can. I mean, you can call us once a night, maximum of once a night. So therefore, let's go to Jimmy in North Carolina. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
I just got one comment about 9/11.
Yes, sir.
I was one of the people who were there running down the street.
Yikes.
And since the yikes. Since I got out of there, moved to North Carolina, I've been keeping my ears open for the last few years, and I learned that Larry Silverstein invested like $386 million into World Trade Center 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then on 9/11, he admitted that he ordered the demolition of the building.
Yeah, he said he had. He said something about pulling it.
Yeah, that's a term they use in the industry.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff around that. That's one of those interesting pieces of info that the major media sort of ignored and the conspiracy theorists picked up on. And like I said, they got some valid, very interesting, curious stuff. And that's
like
one
I said,
of,
I was one of those guys running down the road, and
right.
Even the news guys were ignoring that on that day.
I think they showed the footage. I think they maybe mentioned that the other building came down, but that's about all they paid.
Yeah,
that's about all the attention they paid to it.
Yeah, it was quick. They didn't really focus on the Pentagon thing, you know, how the wall was still up before they started spraying water on it and whatever.
There's a lot of good questions at the Pentagon thing as well. I mean, it's awfully coincidental that they happened to crash whatever it was into the part of the Pentagon that was under construction at the time. You know, I mean, there's just some weird coincidences.
Right.
I got to admit.
Another coincidence was that I think somebody in Bush's family was ending their contract doing security over there at Ground Zero. Then I found out in February 2002, Silverstein's company got a settlement of $161 million from Industrial Risk Insurers.
Mm-hmm.
There was no investigation, as far as I know. There was, you know, that insurance company didn't even investigate. They just
now, how do you know the insurance company didn't investigate?
Well, because a friend of mine is working over there doing security for the new World Trade Center building, number 7, that they did. And he said, you know, nobody was investigating.
Well, that's nothing more than hearsay, though. I mean, really. So that's one of the problems with the conspiracy theorists is they go on a lot of. I mean, a lot of it's interesting. A lot of it comes from the major media and
draws some interesting
questions. And they draw interesting questions, but then they rely on hearsay to make connections between the stories, and that's where it all falls apart.
Yeah.
And it's not persuasive to new people. And what we're doing on Free Talk Live is we're trying to do a show about liberty and freedom that appeals to, in general, a younger sect, but also everybody. And just trying to bring people into the folds of liberty and freedom, and talking about these issues doesn't do the trick. Any other final thoughts for us?
Well, just anything else I talk about, whether it be immigration or accepting homosexuality in school, nothing seems to be doing the trick. Maybe you guys could zero in on something that would, though. And
it depends on the individual. I mean, everybody's got their personal issues that you know, everybody disagrees with the government on something, and the important
thing
is...
Well, I never did. I mean, I worked for Grumman for a long time, you know, and...
Wait, what's Grumman?
We built the Tomcat.
Oh, okay. I thought they made canoes.
No. Grumman Aerospace, right?
Okay.
Anyway, like I said, you know, we agreed with them for years. You know, it was all good. But then things changed, and there's a lot of unanswered questions, like you said. And
one thing's for sure.
We'll get an answer.
The answers might be out there, and the answers might be out there about who killed Kennedy. But at this point, it really doesn't matter anymore. What matters
is... it matters to Kennedy's family.
Well, whatever. That's their business. But what matters is the government's bigger as a result of what happened on 9/11. Whether it was the government who was behind it or really was the terrorists, I don't even know who orchestrated this.
You had to be there to experience the deafening silence that went on. And
I can only imagine what that must have been like. And I'm glad I'm glad you made it out and you made it to somewhere like North Carolina.
I went and bought a house in the country.
Yeah, it was a peace and quiet out there.
Yeah,
for the first time.
Did you find
that as somebody who used to live in New York City, did you find that when you were first in North Carolina that you had trouble sleeping because there wasn't any noise outside at night?
No, I enjoyed it. I would look forward to it, actually.
You look forward to the quiet?
Yeah, I definitely look forward to the quiet.
I've known people from the city that have come to places like the Suncoast here,
right.
And they actually bring tapes of New York noise with them, so they can put, like,
yeah,
put
well,
it in their tape player.
I should be honest with you. I do have the little sound machine, and I had to put on some noise when I first moved here. Yeah, you're right.
There you
the
go.
The ambulance sounds were missing, and the planes were missing.
Exactly. The gunshots. Thanks for the call, man.
Right,
we appreciate
thanks.
It. 800-259-9231.
New York is not the dangerous place it was 20 years ago.
I know, but there are ambulance sounds all night long.
Yeah, I would say
let's go right. to Harry in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, sir.
Hey, you guys familiar with NASA Select TV?
NASA Select TV?
Is it just the NASA, it's just when you can watch the astronauts walking around?
Yeah, when the space shuttle goes up, the camera's there live all the time.
Yeah.
And
was it 24 hours a day?
Oh, yeah. It's on C-band satellite.
Got it,
yeah.
Now I know. I was not familiar until you called.
Okay, there was a tape, people were taping the show years ago. It was an early flight. And they had no tape delay,
mm-hmm.
so whatever was coming out of the camera, you could watch, you know, real time. So
and
when
they had sex on camera in the space shuttle.
No.
No?
That would have been fun, though.
So when they were busy doing something else, they would lock the camera down out the window and just let watch the world go by.
Sure.
You could see lightning through clouds and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it was real-time video, and a lot of people taped it.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened that NASA didn't want us to see.
What was that?
I don't know if you guys seen it. The tape I got the tape here. The camera was locked down. All right, the guys were all sleeping or doing something else.
Right.
And live video was coming down, and we caught something on camera.
Okay, this suspense is killing me. Go ahead. What is it?
Okay, on the top of the frame, there's this little white dot going from the center of the frame up towards the top of the picture.
Hmm.
Right. Below the frame, you can see a big flash. Okay.
Hmm.
And then you could see what appears to be a laser beam or whatever it may be, I don't know what it was, go up towards the top of the picture, towards that little white dot. Well, the little white dot does a right turn and scoots the heck out of the way,
oh, boy.
And the laser beam went past it. I've got the tape here.
It was like Star Wars.
Now, what would your conclusion be of that?
I said spaceships.
I don't know, man. That's interesting. I mean, there's no conclusions you can make from it. It's a piece of video. But we appreciate the call, man. Call us again sometime. And if you can point us to a website where we can check it out, we will.
Put it on the BBS.
I can send you the copy of the tape if you want.
Hey, go ahead and do that. You can actually, we can have the board operators give that information to you if you want to hang on. Well, I don't mind watching these things.
Heck yeah.
It's interesting. Can't make any conclusions, though. Just a little dot and laser beams. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever seen elephants fly or cows jump over the moon? If you think those are hallucinations, wait till you hear about some distracted drivers that are really beyond imagination. When I come back, this is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Think flying elephants are fantasy? Listen to the flights of these real-life distracted drivers. One harried driver decorated cupcakes on her dashboard. Talk about a movable feast.
And how about this for distance learning? A woman watching a knitting show via portable TV actually practiced the stitches. And too bad this driver's wits weren't sharp. He used pavement as a pencil sharpener by opening his car door and dragging the pencil tip on the road. Well, we've had some fun today, but remember, safe driving's really serious business. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. I wasn't joking around with Harry before. You want to send us a tape? We'll check it out. He hung up. I was going to give him the address.
Yeah.
So call back if you want it, Harry. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. You know, UFO stuff, that seems to be what Harry calls in about a lot. Kind of the unidentified flying object stuff. And really, as a kid, I was so interested in that. You know, I watched the sightings, and I watched the alien autopsy and all that stuff. And it was fascinating. But again, it's all inconclusive. I mean, it's all people's personal experiences. It's a bunch of case studies. And actually, I found the Penn and Teller's BS episode on alien abductions to be very enlightening on this one. They actually went to one of these UFO conventions.
Oh, God.
Well, you have never seen a collection of nut jobs and just moon bats.
I think that's a little... I don't think that's necessarily fair just to say just because some of these folks are a little nutty.
I can't. No, it's not fair. Sure, maybe some of them really were abducted by aliens. But unfortunately, they're surrounded by a bunch of other people who are claiming they're abducted by aliens. And they all, they all kind of pull it, just kind of like how I pull some things from some of my talk show influences. Yeah. These alien abductees pull influences from some of the other stories they've heard. You know, they meld the stories together and then they...
What I think's interesting is almost all the aliens that are cited, and I'm not talking about UFOs, UFOs, you might be able to convince me of. Aliens, I'm not so sure. But all the aliens look like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Doesn't that seem strange?
I don't know, never saw it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really... They're the little green guys, the big black eyes.
Oh, the green ones. Well, now, the ones that I see are the gray ones, right? With the big black eyes. Well,
they all essentially
green,
look the same.
Gray, whatever.
They're skinny guys.
Right. Yeah, what about the fat aliens? They don't have fat aliens?
What about the hairy aliens? Or the scaled aliens? The aliens that are nothing but a cloud of sulfur gas.
Sure. They all have those humanoid properties to them, right?
Yes, they all basically look human. Mm-hmm. They have two eyes, same place that humans do. Nose, right where humans have one. Mouth, right where humans have them. Ears on either side of the head. Can you believe that? Five fingers, five toes.
It does certainly seem to be the creation of a human rather than the creation of some other planet's gases and chemicals.
Now, people could say that we are the descendants of these beings. You know, we are their barbaric children. So,
or they're
that's
slaves.
Why.
And we built the pyramids so they could land on them. I mean, there's all kinds of theories. They're very interesting, but again, they've no relevance to real life. So let's move on. Let's go to Carl in New York. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Back in 1991, Bush Sr. was talking about there could be a chance for a new world order. Now, that was on September 11th. And then 10 years later, 9/11 happens with his son. Now, do you see that there's a slight connection there?
Do you believe that there were the bombers that were on the planes? Do you think that there were...
Okay, but where are they on the list? Are they on the list?
List of what?
On the passenger list.
I know that they existed because...
Were they on a passenger list?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't have the passenger list sitting in front of me.
Has anyone seen a passenger list?
I don't know the answer to that. Like I said, don't know anything about that.
But why wouldn't they tell us that then? Why wouldn't they say that they're on a passenger list?
Do you think that people?
Well, I think most of them are alive still.
Listen to me. I'm not here. I'm not here to defend the government. I don't believe the government.
No, I'm not saying
either.
You are. I'm not saying you are.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm just asking a question. You're getting a little defensive.
We have no answers for you. We're not the researchers. We don't. You know, we don't follow this stuff.
Just asking an opinion.
Okay. What else you got? Is that it?
No, I got more.
Well, go ahead.
But I mean, do you guys have anything upon that? Anything to say at all about that?
I got nothing for you, man. There's some towers that came down on 9/11, and bad things happened as a result of it. That's what I know.
They've taken away a lot of our freedoms as a result.
Now you got random searches in New York City.
Okay, but now a lot of people say that, oh, yeah, we're in Iraq because we're fighting for freedom, but yet they're taking away our freedom.
Well, a lot of people are clueless.
And Chertoff done said that, you know, oh, fear America, if you will lose your liberty.
A lot of people are clueless, so it doesn't really matter what a lot of people say.
Yeah, but aren't they tired of being mindless drones?
I don't think so. I don't think they think they are. I don't think, and even though you and I might know that most of the people in America are slaves because they pay taxes, you know, I mean, if you have to pay 50% of your income to somebody, or
you really
don't
have to pay taxes too, right?
I understand that, and we know that on Free Talk Live, but most people don't. They assume what they've been told all their lives are true, so they don't realize that they're drones, as you put it. And so that's kind of the point of Free Talk Live, is to help them realize that they've been gamed, they've been played
that,
their whole lives.
I don't think people respond well to being called drones.
No, I don't think so either.
And I sort of think that 9/11 conspiracy...
Well, that's what we're becoming now anyway, with all the, you know, computer technology. It's so funny how that just jumped up out of the blue out of nowhere.
Well, what is that? I don't understand. What do you mean? The computer technology is making us into drones?
No, but they are. They're becoming like robots.
You mean people?
Yeah, people. People that don't want to wake up.
I think people have always been ignorant.
Like, pretty soon, their kids are going to be just mutated, just with a hand with a video controller.
What? Wait a minute, you're totally out in left field now. What do you mean? You're being silly.
Yeah, I am silly.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
All right.
800-259-9231.
Boy.
Mutated video controller hands. I don't get enough time playing video games, personally. I wish I had more.
Yeah, same here.
1-800-259-9231. So
if I wasn't doing this radio show every night of the week, I'd get a lot more video game time.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Hey, last night we told you about a lemonade stand situation in Salem, Massachusetts. We got an update for you from the AP. A dispute between two boys hawking lemonade and a rival vendor who forced the police to shut down their unlicensed stand. Well, I don't think that he forced the police to do that. The police just did it because they don't think for themselves. Shut down their unlicensed stand was resolved Wednesday after the mayor orchestrated what he called a corporate merger. Mayor Stanley Usovic said that the sausage stand owner Kevin Kefalas agreed to allow Dominic Serino, age 9, and Ryan Decker, age 11, to operate as subcontractors under his vending license following an impromptu outdoor meeting initiated by Usovic. The agreement expires when school starts. Kefalas' employee, Jared Crowley, reported the boys to the police on Saturday, saying that their stand was affecting his business, which also sells lemonade. He said he didn't want the stand closed, he just wanted them moved farther away. You know, down a back alley somewhere where no one would see them. Well, without a $2,200 vendor's license, that's a little piece of information that wasn't included in the story last night.
Yeah.
That's how much it costs to be a licensed vendor. The police were forced to shut it down. The cop in question actually seemed shocked that he was doing what he was doing.
Well, actually, the cop in question, from an email that I have here, wouldn't do it, and he had his lieutenant call out.
Really?
Called out.
Really?
But I have an email here that I'd like to read.
Yeah.
It's from W. Brown. Wow, you have quite a profile on the website. I have long been an advocate for capitalism and a registered Republican. If it's not for you, meaning Manwich, I would probably have stopped listening to the show soon after because I was, because at first I started because of Ian was
he's a maniac
to throw off all of government. You helped bridge the gap between capitalist Republican and pure anarchist. Which I don't know if Ian's exactly a pure anarchist. Do convert more people to liberty. Your middle ground approach will, I believe, be more effective than Ian's revolutionary idea.
There's more, isn't there?
But to the topic at hand.
Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. The lemonade stand controversy, 1-800-259-9231. If you support the government shutting down these kids, these poor kids' lemonade stands, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You just go and get them. There's no logging in. There's no credit card transaction. There's no membership fee. It's free. freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. Go scroll past day six. You'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will provide you with months worth of the show. All of it on the house.
I think we're probably the most downloaded podcast in the universe.
I don't know if we're the most downloaded podcast. We're the most popular podcast by votes.
We're number one, but think podcast about this for a second. All the podcasts that are on that top 10 list,
yeah,
they're once a week, maybe.
True. True.
And we have 2 hours
shows
a night.
Right. 12 hours per week.
12 hours per week? And now, do you download in each individual hour?
Yes.
There you go.
Most downloaded.
12. 12. So. We're 12 times.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's probably no other podcast out there, beyond the guys in the biz that are charging for their podcasts. Because there are, you know, the big guys, the Rush Limbaughs, the Glenn Becks, they are doing a podcast, but they charge for it.
That's
so
true.
We're no doubt the most downloaded free podcast. How about that?
Might be.
Yeah. All right. So, 800-259-9231. We're talking about this.
We got Rush Limbaugh scared.
Yes, he is scared. We're talking about this lemonade situation. Salem, Massachusetts. Two boys, age 9 and 11, were ordered by the police to shut down their lemonade stand and take it somewhere else because there was a sausage vendor who was very nearby. And the sausage vendor also sold lemonade. And he didn't like that competition. And since he'd paid his dues, since he'd paid his bribe, which is also known as a license, I mean, it's a bribe to bribe the government in order to do business at a certain location. That's what a license is. It's protection money. He used his thugs, the government, to protect himself from the competition from two little boys. That's what happened. Now, yeah. You got an email about this.
I do. It's from W. Brown. And after he stroked me a little bit, he said, but to the topic at hand. I was going to call you last night and tell you about the Salem story, but was distracted. I was excited to hear about it this morning on the archive. To give a little more detail, a cop that was called out to the scene did not want to tell the boys to leave. In fact, he called his lieutenant to come do it instead. The lieutenant was the one that used the license excuse.
Uh-huh.
The boys did research and discovered that the appropriate license would be about $2,000. The sausage guy has lost business because of the issue and has made an offer to the boys to come sell lemonade for him using his license. Keep up the good work.
Good. I mean,
he claims to be a rogue astronaut. I don't know if that's just his name or whether, in fact, he was an astronaut.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Well, Ryan Decker's mother, one of the boys involved here, Angela, said the boys started selling their powder-based brew last summer and made a killing.
Really?
$130.
Hey!
Not too shabby for being 9.
No, it's not bad at
all. Or 11. And
it's
like
kind of funny that we're all getting excited about this $130.
Well, I'm not excited about it.
Yeah.
I was excited last night because they shut the kids down. That's what excited me.
I'm with you. I guess I'm
the sausage vendor that's in question here.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the guy who owns the business is scrambling to get his business back. Because, like you said,
trying to do the right thing, which you got to support.
As it's put here, it was the employee, Jared Crowley, who made the call to the cops.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't the business owner, it was the employee. And now, of course, he's getting, as he describes it, icy stares from former clients. So, yeah, they've been losing business. And as a result, his boss thought up this, you know, idea to bring the kids back.
I think it's interesting how the politician jumps right out in front. The mayor orchestrated the meeting between the... What?
They are so good at leading parades, aren't they?
I don't believe any of that, by the way. I think the mayor probably heard that they had a meeting, and that was what the orchestration was.
I don't know. Again, both of these stories have been pretty vague. We're talking about...
I just don't believe it because I...
10-sentence news stories here.
I know that if a politician sees a parade,
right,
jump out in front of it.
Well, this is basically a parade. I mean, it's getting the press attention. It's getting a lot of focus. And so the politician kind of went and talked. You know, he figured he'd go and talk to somebody and see what he could do. So I think it's turned out okay for the kids. I mean, they're being allowed to sell their lemonade now, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the message is still there. The message is still there to these kids that if you mess with the government, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go through the proper channels, if you don't ask permission, and you just go and set yourself up a lemonade stand, you're setting yourself up for failure, kiddies.
That's the message.
Yeah, the cops are going to come, and they're going to be mean, and they have guns, and they're threatening you. I mean, the first cop was a good guy, obviously. And I made the point last night, and thank you for vindicating me on this one, Manwich. I made the point that the cops absolutely can decide what to enforce and what not to. That cop, that first cop on the scene, could very well have said, son, you're going to have to take this stand down and move along, or I'll arrest you. But he didn't. He called back to the station and said, he probably said, you guys have got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. You want me to throw these kids off of this, the Boston or the Salem Common? And they said, well, we'll send the lieutenant out. And then he did the dirty work. So it's clear to me that the cops can use their discretion. It is just a shoddy excuse for bad police work when the cops say, I was just following orders. Because that's what they would say in this case. Oh, it's not my fault. They ordered me to come and shut these kids' lemonade stand down. It didn't work in Nuremberg, and it doesn't work today. It's pathetic. So, thanks for that email, W. We certainly appreciate hearing from you.
1-800, rogue astronaut.
1-800-259-9231. You know, we've got so much good stuff coming up here. I've got a bunch of emails on the way. Also, the ACLU is suing New York City. But more interesting than that, of course, they're suing over the new random searches. More interesting than that are the responses from some Americans around the country to the searches in New York. We might cover some of those coming up. Your calls, of course, are primary. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can talk about anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, we got three very specific categories on the Shrine. There's the validated section, which is for women that have taken a photograph of themselves specifically for Free Talk Live. In the photo, they are usually holding some sort of signage that shows that they listen to Free Talk Live.
They usually say Free Talk Live or
yes, or
Ian's
I Love Manwich or something.
Ian's
like that.
A doofus.
Yeah. And so they're in the validated, the upper echelon, the elite of the Shrine. There's also the regular Shriners, that are the ladies who have sent us their photograph. And then there's the Hall of Shame, which is reserved for the ones that we out as fakes, people that are trying to fool us. And we've found them out. So they've been added to the Hall of Shame. So check it out, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, let's talk to Leah in Alabama. Leah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I just voted for you guys, just so you know.
Awesome. You went to vote.freetalklive.com, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. What's on your mind, Leah?
Well, I thought I would call because, well, first of all, I'm also a Free State Project member.
Sweet. Double excellent.
Yes. And I thought I would call because I have an interesting story about government bureaucracy today.
Oh, goody.
Well, let's hear it.
It's pretty short, but anyway, I'm a tutor, and I was on a website for tutors, and I got an email from someone in the military saying that the Redstone Arsenal, which is down here, had to get an art teacher for, I guess, the recreation department or something.
Okay.
And would I be interested in looking at the proposal and making a bid. So I said, sure. And I was expecting maybe a letter, you know, with, you know, proposal.
Well, is this for a government teaching job?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
But today I got a FedEx rang the doorbell, and I got a proposal the size of a phone book at my door, explaining the ins and outs of being an art teacher on Redstone Arsenal. So needless to say, if they have to get, you know, numerous people to bid, they're wasting a lot of paper and a lot of time.
Gosh, were you supposed to, I mean, were there forms in there that you had to fill out or something?
One form. The rest was just explaining what it was.
Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
they sent out this big old phone book to any of the applicants. Is that right?
Correct. And he contacted me. I suppose that he needed, you know, I think you in the government, you have to get, you know, send out the things to a certain number of people so they can bid and you can claim that you got the best price and
Interesting.
Whatnot.
Interesting.
The best price for an art teacher?
Correct. Like, I have to say, well, I'll do it for this amount of time. Or this amount of money.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I don't know. I wonder if it works that way all around the country. I don't think it does. Now, that seems unusual.
Well, I know that when I worked for an internet company, we would get military calling us as well, and we'd have to do the same thing. We'd have to place a bid, and they'd have the bid open.
So this is, this is some kind of military school?
It's for the recreational department on base for the children and the parents.
Oh, I see.
Stuff like
I
that.
I see.
Is what I believe. It's not. It's just a course that they can do in their spare time if they want to.
Understood.
Yeah.
I don't know if the school system does that. I don't think it quite works the same way, but it figures. That's how it is. You're right. Bureaucracy at work.
Uh-huh.
Your tax dollars in action.
I know. I was so proud.
Anything else for us today, Leah?
No, I guess that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. I do want to talk about this New York City search thing because there's some really great messages from America that deserve to be read and made fun of. That's all coming up.
And we're good at that.
We got emails on the way. A bunch of good stuff coming up. Hour number two. You can take control, of course, of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.